dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Podcast.
We gonna put Drake on the hook.
What?
No one cares on Drake on the hook.
I'm not fucking with you today, man. I got this shit rolling too, just so you know. God damn, that shit loud in the background. I'm tired of motherfuckers with the mufflers, man. Those niggas be getting on my fucking nerves. Word up.
That's what, if it ain't going nowhere, at least you can sound loud. That's what's important.
No, nigga, fuck that bullshit, man. Fuck that shit, man. Stop putting them loud ass motherfucking mufflers. You ain't going nowhere. But whatever. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You're ready.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? How y'all today, man?
Good.
Tonight we got Worm with us.
What?
Yo, Wormy.
Yo, what's goody?
She back in town.
Let them know.
Hi, guys.
She back in the Ville fucking with us tonight.
Yes, for sure.
How are you?
I'm great. Can't complain, you know? I'm here.
How's things going? How's the business going?
Business? Business is great, actually. Business is great. I mean, you know, I just started my LLC. So hopefully, you know, clientele picks up. I got a lot of planning and budgeting and a whole lot of things going, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Pure glow
nails.
There you go.
It's really exciting, Westchester, right? Yeah, it's exciting. You know, now I can hire some employees. You know, so yeah.
Oh, your New York shit.
So yeah, if you ever in Westchester area, you can definitely link my nail service on the go. Nail service on wheels. You know, I come to your home, service you at your home. So
oh, you pulling?
I mean,
up
I'm sure.
Niggas.
Right, I'm sure. Okay. I said this in the last podcast, but
yeah.
You what know? You gotta remind them though? What's your
You gotta tell them. Because yep, they need the nails done.
Right.
No feet. All right? Let them know.
Oh, yeah. You was definitely not fucking with the feet.
Yeah,
that's how we talking.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, nah. We don't really
you gotta
do
soak
the feet.
Your feet.
Yeah. You know, like I'm like.
50
yeah.
coins. Nah.
Now I can hire employees to do the feet. Feel me?
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
No shots fired. Yeah. Too, feel me? Yeah, yeah.
Got the shit from Black and Duck. Get your feet right. Get the sanding on.
Hey, CJ, fuck you, cause you don't be wanting to pull up no more. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you, but whatever. And
we ain't good.
Yeah, and he the reason why the episode is fucking trash. Look, I feel like episode last week was trash. What was that? What we on episode 44 right now? Episode 43 to me was trash.
It was alright.
No, man, because CJ fucking rushed us. Said yo, it was like on a fucking Thursday. He was like yo, Is it cool for y'all to do the podcast on Friday? And I'm like, why are you asking? And he's like, well, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, won't you work on it while you're on vacation? It doesn't work like that.
I'm not mad at him. Everybody need a vacation. You want to go on them.
So we ain't get to do no pre-production.
Man.
We ain't know what the fuck we was going to talk about. We had to scramble together thanks to this Everclear-ass motherfucker. And that shit came out fucked up. That shit was trash, man.
Nah.
Was it trash to you, Moses?
Nah, it was good, man. I liked it. You tripping.
Dave, was it trash?
That CJ voice you just tried to use was... I don't know about that.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Shit was real freaky.
Yo, hold on.
Freaky.
That's not what the fuck I asked you, my
little
nigga. I asked you
had too much whisper in his voice.
Too much whisper. Yo, fuck you, Dave. CJ, pull up, nigga.
Sweet like sweetie.
Let me stop, goddamn. Sweet. Let me stop talking shit about CJ for CJ don't want a goddamn.
Shout out to CJ.
Clear our shit up no more.
Nah, shout out to
CJ. No, yo, fuck with y'all. I'm like, damn it.
Make it clear way.
So good. So my man's. I'm gonna say my man just before y'all say it.
Your man's.
I'm gonna say my man's.
That's your man's in there.
Who passed me this?
Don't worry about it, man. Just go ahead and finish.
Here you go, Moses. Mm. I'm gonna say my man's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's your man's.
Listen, wow, man. I was one saying that I fucks with his music and all that other shit.
You was. Like, I was bumping
so
it.
So let me, you know, before y'all clown me, let me go ahead and clear the air. You know what I mean? I was fucking with his music.
Dancing and shit.
Yo, Uncle Kevin the builder too.
Man, shout out to Uncle Kevin.
He
in the building.
K Wood.
Yeah,
K
Wood.
I rode dodo from state to state.
Real shit. So this little motherfucker is just pointing fingers in every which way he can. Right,
he's cooperating.
Why is everybody so mad about what he's doing?
He's making a book.
It's my question. It's pure comedy to me.
He's making a book.
This shit look more like a movie. This shit he's telling.
Listen, man, he already know he fucked up in the streets. He can't make no album. He trying to make a book.
That's how you feel.
That's how I feel, man. He snitch. They already knew he was.
He don't
sick.
Give a fuck about making no albums, nigga. He trying not to stay in behind bars.
He trying not to do 45 years.
And that's the boys is threatening him.
As a young 20, well, he about like 22 years old.
Yeah. You got long hair, you gonna be my bitch.
Ain't no hair.
I'm telling. Jim Jones, he sold me an ice cream.
My thing about this shit is why the fuck did the gang even let him in on so much of what the operation was anyway?
That's their fault though.
Like, you literally just picked this dude up off the street. Y'all don't know shit about him. Y'all just like, oh shit, he can be an artist, we can rock with him, and he can make us some money. Kid blew up overnight. Now it's millions of dollars. But y'all still in the street shooting at niggas, robbing niggas, all that kind of crazy shit. Y'all kidnapped that little motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so y'all trying to tell me y'all didn't think he was a snitch if some shit was to finally pop off?
Everything they was involved with, it seemed like it had something to do with him. You know what I mean? So they was.
I feel like it's.
They
old.
Was. They might have been riding to.
What you feel?
To protect their interests at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Some shit that he done started.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, because
he talked a lot of shit.
Right.
He talked a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it's all a conspiracy, like the whole thing.
Oh shit!
Like, not to even bring that into play,
oh,
but
oh shit,
it just all makes sense.
What you feel?
Like that? Like, I don't know. I just feel like he was placed in that position for a reason. Like, he was planted from the jump. Like,
oh, okay, that's
by whomever,
right? To take down that operation anyway,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Right. He's a decoy,
Or a fall guy,
right? Right.
Yeah.
Yo, you got something to drink? Yo. So though, I can see that though, Wormy. I can see what you're saying,
right? But you know, that's my own opinion. So, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna.
That's interesting.
That's a good look on that. I ain't mad at that.
Me and Dave talked about the other day was, like, Dave said he could just be saying anything just to be saying anything just to get off, period. What if none of this shit, or what if a lot of this shit ain't even true? He just saying it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to get off. You know what I mean? Which could very well be true. And I'm not saying I'm condoning snitching or none of that shit. No,
I'm just saying, yeah. Looking on Breakfast Club and the way he act, he's a snitching ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like he's
thinking he was that's cool to him to be like, you know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
He was corroborating after during the second
the interview?
The second Breakfast Club interview. Yeah.
I could believe that.
At least that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he said
he started cooperating
the
right
after.
The very
next day.
Yeah, right after the very next day.
So, like I said, though, my thing is, what made these dudes, the gang, he knew the whole structure from the niggas in jail running shit to the rankings outside in the hip-hop world or whatever. Like, you're saying names from Jim Jones.
But think about it. That's years of indictment, if you think about it. They already knew all of this. Okay.
Maybe. Wow. The trial came pretty quick, you ask me.
I didn't expect for the trial to come that fast neither.
It's only been about a year.
So some shit going on the east side.
Yeah, right.
Yo, shout out to everybody that fucking listen to us, and if you don't listen to us, fuck you, it's cool, you will be. Shout out to the Ville, East Side, West Side, South Side, Holt Mills, North Side, Charlotte, what up? Raleigh, Durham, Chicago, New York,
what up?
Plains,
Plains,
Orlando,
914,
Philly, what up? Seeing Philly, LA still hanging in there, Houston, what up? Columbia, what up? There's a few of them y'all fuck with us. We appreciate that shit for real. But better than Tekashi shit. They should have known better.
Right. Period.
They should have fucking
Point
known
blank.
Better.
Point blank.
That's just like scenario hustlers, right? Say some hustlers just move some shit. Like they ain't grew up with this little nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So what hustler just picking up any random person and be like, yo, cool, I want you to hustle with me, blah, blah. But guess what? This the gang. This is this person. We got shit locked in jail, too. And this is what's going on in jail. And, like, little homie know the whole thing. Why does he know all of that information? And y'all only known him less than a year.
Well, I think you gotta know that type of information when you join the gang. You know what I'm
saying? Listen, yeah, I'm sick of it.
But you want to know the truth? I ain't part of no gang shit.
You want to know the truth? They got in the shit. He was the moneymaker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, everybody know that. He was the moneymaker. But at the same time, he got some shit that he didn't know about. You know what I'm saying? With his mouth.
Let him be that.
We already know his mouth got him in some more shit. Like,
money of blind niggas at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
But at the same time, they knew he couldn't handle it, but they didn't doubt, like, he was going to snitch on him because at the same time, him being a little bitch, there he is. They thought they had him. But when them boys come and tell you got some time, he bitched up on them. You know what I'm saying? So, he was never loyal. So, that's their fault.
They was real. He getting 45 years.
I just feel like they was real G's. They won't let that shit happen. So, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Come on, you let a snitch in there. That's your fault.
That's my thing. So are you mad to snitch if you supposed to know that he was already going to snitch? Are you mad to snitch if you already know that he was going to snitch? Like, you already going to snitch. If you got that feeling, why are you fucking with him?
Hey.
They ain't say who said they had that feeling.
You already knew. We already knew.
Are you mad at
snitches that's going to go ahead and snitch because you had that feeling anyway? If you got that, y'all got that vibe.
They didn't have the vibe. I believe if they had the vibe, they wouldn't have did.
Nah, they thought they had them.
Niggas, you know what I mean? That's how the cards fell.
Yo, weren't telling.
And then the real niggas took their time, and then, you know, the fake niggas, they didn't. They snitching. So that's how they
weren't telling, man.
It's what it is.
They thought they had him. He snitched up.
They had their guard down. Like, who does that?
they was slipping.
Like, you.
The nigga created a whole empire for them niggas, a whole record label. You know what I mean? He generated millions for them niggas. So
they was slipping.
What else is fucked up is they got, you know, they asking him about Jim Jones and all this other bullshit or whatever. But it's like, damn, what's that about? Like, yeah. I'm hoping, like, you know, them guys ain't under investigation behind all this bullshit. That's why they had to ask him them questions.
Yeah. We'll see.
You know what I mean? They got him on the wiretap.
Yeah.
Saying, yo, y'all got to take care of him. Like, damn.
We'll see. So, but he's so cool.
It's fucked up, man.
He's so cooperative, though. Huh? But like, he's so cooperative.
He wasn't saying you need to take care of nobody. He was just suggesting that.
That's the thing.
I don't think niggas even should have been talking about what the fuck is going on anyway. If you ain't in it, don't even mention it.
Let's talk about Tekashi, though, because he supposed to take it with him.
But that's the thing, like, dang, me and you know he was never built for that life, right?
I mean, listen, he snitched.
He wasn't built for that life, though.
But don't fucking join it then, nigga.
That's not the thing.
You know what comes with that shit.
Listen to what I'm saying. A real top dog knows who's a snitch and who's not. They're not gonna fuck with that nigga.
Well, they shouldn't have let
even though it's money,
it.
Even though they it's money because they know kids is gonna follow up to them. But still, you should already know your boundaries. Like you can't get in some shit because I already feel like you a snitch. You know what I'm saying?
Don't come from in those trucks.
There you go.
That's the whole room. Right? You want to say something, OG Demi? What's up, man?
Demi, come out of nowhere on this, man. Cause you feel what I'm saying?
I agree,
the knowledge.
I agree to not disagree. A lot of times when you're in this business, this business right here, you never know who comes along. That's the bad part about the business.
Yes.
Right? That's the bad part about the business because you can see a guy that's hanging with somebody that you've messed with, right? All day long.
Okay.
And you could be like, damn, I need to get closer to this guy, right?
Okay.
You could be like that.
Yeah.
But the closer you get to that guy, you realize when it's too late that's not the guy that you really want to mess with.
Okay. Right?
And it just happens in that line of work, whether it's gang business.
Okay.
Right? Whether it's drug business, right? Whether it's anything remotely associated with that line, the street line of work. Whether it's anything remotely associated with the street line of work. It's just the way it happens, right?
Mm.
I don't know if anybody remembers, and if you've ever watched Scarface, right?
Yes.
Remember when Tony Montana said, in our line of work, you never know who to trust.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And that's just the way it works, man. Okay. You know, the same ones you meet on the way up is the same ones you meet on the way down.
Right.
And that's the God's honest truth. Straight like that. I'm not going to blow smoke up nobody's ass.
Yeah.
I'm in the business of dealing with hard truths,
yeah.
Right? And in this, in that line of work that Tekashi 6ix9ine was in,
okay,
right? Those are some hard truths in that line of work,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So because of that, I said what I said to get the message across to the masses, if you will, to say, well, you know what? You never really know who to trust in this business.
Yeah.
That's what Tony Montana said, right?
Yeah.
And that was in 86.
Yeah.
Nah, listen.
I let my big brother chime in.
Make sure you speak don't call me back. I didn't want people to know you was my big brother.
I never even said my name.
I understand. I'm the real OG.
Yes, he is.
My brother's second OG.
He's stamped.
Sometimes.
Let's go.
You can't let somebody that brings in a lot of cash and you give them carte blanche.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to watch what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They could be bringing in a whole lot of this and that.
Yeah.
Then, but see, they could be working for the government.
Right.
Sometimes and all
things that might be nice ain't pretty.
Anything that glitter ain't gold. Right.
Everything just. Goddamn!
If it's too good to be true, goddamn it!
Yeah.
Your first thing, like David said,
first instinct is your best thing.
Right.
Your first instinct. This game is built on making money.
Yes.
And when you have somebody around you that's bringing in a lot of money, you seem to have a lot of trust.
Yes.
But see, if you are in control, you never really trust nobody but yourself.
Yeah. You know okay.
You can have people that you can have, you know, relative, you know, understanding with.
Yeah.
And you can lead them on and make them believe they have or you have their complete trust.
Okay.
But you are the man. You ain't trying to go to fucking jail.
Okay.
If anybody go to jail, you go to jail, and what you have about me will never stick in court. It's my brother was right. It's so many words.
Yes.
And I know a little bit about this game, and I just fell by the way. So it's enough.
You gotta make sure you control the narrative.
Everybody's
everybody fucking thing.
Everybody's in your.
You always make them believe that they're gonna get more and make more money, but actually they're gonna make less. But they can't get to fucking you.
Right, yeah, right.
So with that,
that's the rule.
With that, everybody's in your circle ain't always gonna be in your corner.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody got the best interest.
I think everybody needs to kind of understand that. Right. Mm-hmm. I said, and I'll say it again, everybody's in your circle won't always be in your corner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's a really tough one to swallow because you think that all the guys that's with you, guys, girls alike, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
You think that they all have your best interest at heart, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't have that. Money, right? So at the end of the day, we live in a system that's built on capitalism.
Right.
Let's just stay as close to the bottom line as we can, right? So because we know that the system is built on capitalism, whether you're on the corner or you're in the corporate office, right? Bottom line is that it all has to deal with capitalism.
Okay.
So because of that, you'll lose a lot of friends and gain a lot of associates
right.
in this business.
Right.
That's why it goes back to what I said previously. Everybody that's in your circle won't always be in your corner, right? Mm-hmm. So you just have to find that way to figure it all out. Mm-hmm. You, as being at leadership, right? You have to find a way to figure it all out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say too much more tonight.
And don't snitch at the end of the day.
That's a given. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Well, that's a given. Yeah. That's a gift.
Come on, man.
You know the life you're getting into?
That's the truth, B.
I'm not giving up.
Nah, because if you know, you wouldn't know. Stop playing with him.
I'm not doing
Stop
no more.
Stop playing, B.
Look.
You playing.
I got.
Stop playing.
No, he's good. He's good. But my thing is.
Tell him. I got it. Tell him. Tell him the truth now.
Like I said, I have a thing where I've kind of come to a point in my life where I deal with hard truths. And it doesn't matter how it pans out, right?
Yeah.
The bottom line is when you deal with the ground level of it all, it has to deal with truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, doesn't matter what level you're at.
Yes.
There's still a baseline for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with that, there's a hard truth associated with that baseline.
Yeah.
And we have to work according to that baseline in order for us to figure out if we want to continue to move forward. Higher,
mm-hmm.
if we want to stay stagnant,
mm-hmm.
or if we're just going to drop off the map altogether.
Okay.
Right. So that's where individual thinking comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we would like to think team, mm-hmm. team, and mm-hmm. in this line of work,
yes,
it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah.
That's a hard truth.
Yeah.
So I'll let... This young brother, this OG chime in and kind of give his feedback on that.
Listen, of all the people have been king of the mountain, who has always brought them down? A friend or an associate that got too damn close, or a foe. And you should never have to worry about a foe, because you should know his good movement every day of the damn week. But your friend that's been with you for a long time will be always the one turn away from you, because he cannot take that much heat and those many years off his fucking ass. That's what it's all about.
So Dirty Water Podcast, nigga. With that, just goes to show, right?
You just want
to
yell that shit.
That just goes to show that everybody ain't loyal to you. They're more loyal to themselves or the convenience of having you around them, right? So here's an old saying, right? Here's a saying. Everything is good when that nigga beside you, but when that money gone, your nigga gonna slide too.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So you gotta understand how that all kind of comes
every
together.
Every time.
Right? I let the OG
money
chime in.
Money is the root to all evils in the world, and whoever got it, goddamn gonna survive. The ones that you think you love and think love you, when the times get hard and the years get long, they're going to tell every fucking thing they know.
When that money gone, them niggas going to slide too. Bottom line. That's all I'm going to say about it. I didn't mean to. I kind of fell in on this conversation tonight.
Got him.
I'm not going to talk about anything that I've done before with this podcast. I think this is a great deal that these guys got going on. My young nephews. And my niece.
Jail for suckers, nigga.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Jail for suckers.
So, you know, you don't have to run that back.
I'm sorry, man. It's a great episode.
But however, I think it's great that I got these young guys here right now doing what they're doing for the WWW World Wide Web, kind of spreading that information along to everybody that's out there and giving them insight on the wickedness as well as the good of the world. Thank you.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
I love what my brother has said and how I feel is, if you didn't catch me then, it's been too many fucking years. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Kiss my fucking ass, but you won't get my fucking ass now. The real OG, number one, here to stay. Hallelujah.
Why this nigga
he is so extra. He is so extra.
That nigga went out.
Jesus
Christ. We motherfucking backing this motherfucker. You want to get this motherfucker right?
It was you and then Djibouti.
Fuck that shit, man. I'm trying to get this vibe going. I gave y'all niggas half my life all devoted to rap. Either that or jail, 10 seconds flat. But my mind sells, energy grows. Yes, it's time to get paid. The rap game through a nigga. I ain't shit. I just want to give you a little dose.
You gotta get your DJ skills. It's a thing called the fade away, nigga. All you gotta do is press that volume button down slowly. I'm gonna learn you one day. I'm gonna learn you.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Dick.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, you can get it set like that when you press it and it go down.
Hey, look, give him a little dose, cut it off. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you get. If you know about that, you know about that. If not, that's your fault.
No.
No?
It's a bad formula.
Shout out to New York, man. Fuck that. Shout out to New York. New York sour. New York sour. We on the motherfucking New York sour. We on the motherfucking New York sour. Y'all niggas out there smoking bullshit. I already know, man. Shout out to the Ville East Side. What up?
Worm,
put
what
the
up?
Bullshit.
Boss Bish Worm on Instagram. What up?
Pure Glow Nails.
You know what I'm saying? Making that money.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody that listened to us. If you don't listen to us, fuck you. It's cool. You will be. We ain't even worried about that. Chicago, what up? LA, what up? I see some shit in Australia. Great. You know what I mean? Charlotte, what up? Raleigh, Durham, Knightdale. Just everybody that fuck with us. The whole North Carolina. Them fucking hurricanes. Fuck y'all. Like
914, what up?
New York sour. Fucking White Plains, motherfucker. Yeah, New York. I still ain't seen Yonkers yet, Dave. I be wanting to see Yonkers so bad. I don't know why. Y'all niggas eat ass. Fuck that. Y'all eat ass.
You gonna tell me I eat ass?
Eat ass.
How the fuck you gonna say
y'all
something?
Y'all eat ass, man. Come on, listen, man. No, what? Let's have a real conversation.
Okay.
Y'all eat ass.
What?
Y'all.
Have a real conversation. Ask me. Don't tell me that.
Just don't tell you that's what you do, right?
Come on, that's not a conversation.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's accusations.
Something wrong with eating
allegedly.
Ass.
Allegedly, y'all eat ass.
It's not allegedly, wrong with eating I ass. Eat ass. I don't eat ass.
Not wrong with eating a little butt.
Not wrong with eating ass. Don't eat ass.
Hey, eat your lady butt.
No, eat your lady butt.
Or eat your man's butt. Whatever y'all niggas is into.
Yeah, plenty of story. Like, yeah,
I ain't judging you, my nigga.
I'm just scared that one fart accident. Just, that's all things in my head.
Just be careful whose butt you eat. That's all.
I'm sitting here thinking y'all niggas gonna come in here and be like, no, I ain't doing no shit like that.
Man, listen, when it's time to get nasty, it's time to get nasty.
Nah.
Right.
But
I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it? Nah. Okay, it's butt. So, but you eating pussy?
Yeah, the chin.
It's butt so chin is, far the, away, bro.
The chin is blocking it. That's why you got. You think you got a beard for a reason, nigga? Nah, it's a block here. Get on out the way.
Is funny.
That's why you got to wash your hair, wash your face.
You gotta eat some booty, nigga.
You know what I mean?
Stop playing, man.
Babe, you better lick that poop shoe.
So you trying to tell me? All right, listen.
You got the booty mouth, and you want to know what's going on?
The poop shoe.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
my boom boom a little because you eat butt,
bro. I'm not saying eat any woman's ass, nothing like
well,
that. I'm saying,
like, well, it tastes like hot dog.
If it's your woman,
you're funny.
Tastes like a hot dog with relish on it.
That's funny.
Not at all, actually.
In high school,
none at all.
In high school, this nigga,
it tastes like bleach.
In high school, this nigga was going around saying. He said he had ate ass for the first time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the nigga, you know, niggas asked him how it tastes, and the nigga said it tastes like the back of a penny. And then one of the niggas was like, "Well, damn, what the front of the penny tastes like?"
He shouldn't be no nasty ass. He shouldn't be no nasty ass.
Oh my gosh.
So you looking at your woman, Moses, right? And she's beautiful as ever to you.
And she wants you to eat her ass, and you like,
nah. Nah, it's not even that she wants you to. It's like, she's sitting in the tub for about 30 to 45 minutes getting herself together. And she said, I'm trying to see you. I'm wanting to see you tonight. She got this fucking lingerie on, Victoria's Secret and all this other shit. I'm like, damn, she looking beautiful as ever. You not going to eat her ass or keep her?
No, I can. No.
See, that's my whole thing. If she don't want her ass eaten, you just going to go for the ass?
You know
what I mean? That's your thing?
What are you doing?
I'm into pleasing the woman.
Right, exactly. Yeah. If she wants it and she likes it, then
I feel like all women want to experience that.
I'm married,
so.
I'm sure there's some women out here that don't like their ass eaten.
I go
you
that,
think so?
I'm sure there is.
Go to that freak survey. You always ask.
Everything's not for everyone.
Just like I said. Okay. I'm not lying. You always do the freak survey. So
just like there's some niggas that like their ass eaten. I'm not one of them niggas.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I had never had it.
I ain't never experienced that neither. I ain't never wished for it neither. Like.
And I've never had it, and I'm scared to fucking do it because I'm scared to like it.
You don't want
to
get addicted to it, right?
Yeah.
You don't
want
to get addicted to it.
Seems she a little might weird, feel good. Like,
yeah. Hold on. I'm scared of farting in the goddamn.
Okay, see, now you do it.
That's called a casualty of war, nigga.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't want that to happen. I'm looking out for her.
Dudes, if you love your woman and you married or whatever, eat an ass, man. Fuck that. Man.
If she like
don't be eating no ass. She don't want you to eat no ass.
If
she don't like be forcing it. You about to fuck some shit
please
up.
Please your
nah,
woman.
I ain't fucking up nothing. I'm showing niggas how to keep their woman.
Nigga gonna try to eat this girl ass. She gonna like, what the fuck is you doing? I'm not fucking with
you. If she like it.
Oh my god.
There's always a nigga out there that's willing to eat all the ass you not.
There's niggas out here just eating any ass.
Yeah.
There's niggas out here eating any ass.
Niggas out here just eating any ass.
The bump bump.
Just eating it.
Get the ass bump on their lip.
Mustache all fucked up.
They got a patchy mustache. Damn, why your mustache patchy?
Don't worry about it, man. You ain't ass, huh? You sneak around way, though.
Any ass.
Uses oil.
Why your beard and your mustache got dandruff all in it like that? Like, come on, man. You be eating too much.
You got cotton
ass
balls on your fucking shit that, again, man. Oh, man. Damn.
That's nasty. Yeah.
But niggas is doing it though, Moses. They doing it.
Yeah. Let them do
but
it.
But you're not eating no ass.
Let them do it.
You're not eating no ass if your woman's sitting soaking in the tub.
There's certain things girls want to do. Every girl can't suck the dick from the back. You know what I'm saying? Really?
You will. Hold on.
Yeah, let me see your dick. Suck it from the back.
You will like your dick sucked from the back?
I just might like that. I just might. No.
To me, I was about to say, hold on. To me, you got to bend over and shit. No, like, hold up.
Out of the position, you gotta get.
Yeah, the position. That's what fucks me up about getting my dick sucked from the back. I'm like, yeah, I can't funny. Try that because I'm like trying to bend over, have my ass in the air, and then you. No.
Nah. I don't think it's standing up. But you talking about bending it. Over. Like, listen. No. Little bitch. You want to bend over like a little bitch. No, all I was going.
Y'all gotta understand, listen, I'm married, so I'm willing to try shit, but I gotta think about it before I try it. And I thought about that, I said, nah, I ain't fucking with that.
Nigga, catch a quick flick of you, bent over. Shorty. You wildin', shorty.
Nigga got his whole ass in the air, and she sucking his dick, and he's enjoying it, saying, this is great.
That's what I'm saying. It's different.
That's not for me. I'm not saying it's not for people out, and I'm not saying it's not for dudes out here, it's just not for me. What about you, Moses? Sure. You would do it.
Listen, no judgment on how you want to get freaky, my nigga. Go ahead, get freaky. As long as you...
Pleasure your partner.
It, right. Yeah, pleasure your partner,
man.
Do what you want to do in your bedroom, man. Enjoy yourself.
You know what I mean? No judgment.
You the freak.
Yeah. I mean, like just know that you a freak, though. And don't be upset if I call you a freak.
Freaky. Okay, I got a question for y'all, though.
Let's go.
Because we all men. You got a homie.
Huh?
Or you got a family member or whatever. You see their significant other, or you know about their significant other fucking with somebody else, or you see them with somebody else out. Are you telling your homie that?
I think there's plenty of ways to go about it because...
Explain, my
not
nigga.
All the time it could be that. You know what I'm saying? It could be something else going on. You just can't jump to conclusions. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Especially if you know your homie and what he deal with. You just, you know what I'm saying? Just let him know because you always talk to your homie. Yeah, I was at the spot. Yeah, I seen what's the name. You know what I'm saying? She likes you with somebody and it was done. I wouldn't do my thing. You know what I'm saying? If he say, ask me something.
Right.
Then I'll explain what's going on. But you don't say too much. I'm not really... going into it, if it's deep, yeah, I seem like kissing her, like, yo, dog, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But most niggas, you just can't really tell. You might give them a hint, but everybody, like I said, it's hard to really give advice sometimes. Some people can take it in, some people can't. But I feel like it's still up to you. I think you should go ahead and tell your homeboy. No matter how the repercussion is.
So you say go ahead and tell him. No matter how he gonna react about it or nothing, just
yeah. But like I said, services
that is your homie.
Like,
that's somebody you
can't
feel
really
for.
Say like you just you see people everywhere. Like it's nothing. So you just can't just jump up conclusions. Women do the same thing. Do see a guy somewhere with a woman is not even like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know that's my cousin I just met. You don't know my every cousin or somebody I know or just you know what I'm saying, good friend or neighbor or something like that. It's not even that serious. So,
what you think, Dave? You telling your homie? You seen his chick out with a whole nother dude?
If she with another nigga, I'm snitching like him. But I'm 6'9" I'm 6'9" on that bitch.
I'm 6'9".
That's a finack, nigga. That's a fact. Especially if that's one of my homies, my nigga, and I catch his shorty out of line.
How close y'all are? You know what I mean?
I'm saying you just said my homies.
What's no, I'm just saying homie? You going no. You basically saying because of how close y'all are.
Yeah. And I expect him to do the same.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I would appreciate it if he came with some evidence because you know how niggas get now. Niggas feel about their women. niggas feel a little different about their women. Yeah, so you got to kind of show, facts. You got to bring some evidence to the table. Like, that's listen, I don't know what your shorty was doing yesterday, but look, I got a picture of her with this nigga. I don't know who this nigga is, but she was living foul.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do from there is what you do from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and at the end of the day, me and his shorty don't have to be cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that ain't what I'm here for. Yeah. I was cool. This is my homie. This is my man.
But at the same time,
that shit is
like,
between him. Because you know how niggas do. Niggas, niggas the, real sensitive hate, about their woman.
And what niggas everybody, like even you, woman. Like, if I tell you information, don't say my name to your shorty.
Right.
Right.
Like,
right.
Keep me anonymous so, you know what I'm saying, anything go I'm down, I'm still your, you know what I'm saying? Right. Don't be.
I'm with that.
Because you sitting here mad. You said, yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Moses, don't say my fucking name.
Because regardless.
Because she gonna watch.
Right. Regardless of who saw her, she was living wrong
you know
anyway.
What
it don't matter
who
fucking saw
either
you.
Way
yeah.
Right. Yeah, but it don't matter. Like, but you know what I mean? You know what like, I mean? They'd be like.
Yeah, for sure.
Get mad and then, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Brush it off.
Then now y'all got issues.
Yeah.
Now every time y'all come, he end up staying with her.
Yeah.
And next time, every time you come around, she looking at you
sideways.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying? You the sideways friend. You can't even hang out with him like that because.
Right.
Or be same with Shorty because Shorty might tell him, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I ain't hanging out her ass no
I've
more.
I've actually had a situation where, you know what I mean? I had somebody I was very, very close to. And what ended up happening was he's dating the girl. Mm-hmm. The girl done been to my house. The girl done been to cookout, shit like that. You know what I mean? So I'm assuming he's really fucking with her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a homie that I'm close to, too.
Okay.
And you know how niggas talk sometimes. They like to, like, you know, we just like to talk about, oh, you know, I'm fucking such and such. Look at this. Look at that. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yo, I'm rocking with this one chick. Look at her. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I look at her and see what it is and what's going on about it. And it's like, oh, shit. This is somebody that I talk. I'm talking about this is somebody that's dating somebody that I talk to every day.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, I'm the type of nigga to mind my business.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what people are doing out here. I don't give a fuck how you moving out here. That's your business.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just so crazy because I actually talk to this man daily.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We call each other for real.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So he's telling me, I'm fucking her. I'm like, whoa. like what?
I'm like, wait a minute, man.
So I happen to, you know, call my mans, call my people, and be like, yo, how close are you with, you know, old girl?
Mm.
And he's like, you know, we cool, what's up?
Mm.
And I'm just like, well, you know, I don't wanna, you know, I don't wanna tell you this, but I mean, honestly though, how close are y'all? Like, because if, you know what I mean, if y'all ain't on no, on some, like, everyday relationship shit is serious and this and that. I don't even want to tell you this shit.
Yeah.
Because it ain't your business neither. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, yeah, that's what I say is the situation. Okay.
Yeah, so he's on some shit. Nah, we cool. What's up? Blah, blah, blah. And I tell him what's up. I'm like, yo, I got a close homie that's, you know, he's telling me details about things. And I'm like, whoa. And he's like, whoa. And he's like, all right, cool. I'll call you back.
Wait a minute. See, I was just spitting the black rod. You like, whoa, when you like, whoa. Like, whoa.
And he's like, I'll call you back. He's like, I'll call you back. And I'm like,
God.
Like, and that's the think about that feeling for me. You know what I mean? Because like, I'm like,
this nigga about to go to him.
He about to go ham.
Yeah.
He about to go what he don't want to do. Yeah. And I know that. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, because I'm thinking, I'm hoping it's not close for them. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, cool. Next thing you know, I get a phone call. He's locked up.
Mm.
I'm like, why is he locked? Like, what the fuck is going on? Let's figure this shit out, whatever. Boom, boom, bam. He ended up seeing her, talking to her, having a conversation with her, and then shooting at her.
Huh? You think it's a fucking game?
Fuck!
That's real shit, man.
Huh?
Niggas is different, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
Some for you, listen, all you women out there, nah, for real, for real. It's a tough situation playing with niggas' hearts out here.
Yeah. Right.
I know we
because
do.
Because niggas can't take that shit.
Niggas don't take it as yeah. well.
Niggas can't
you know
take
I mean?
That shit.
So just know that type of game you play. Know the type of nigga you fucking with.
Know yeah. the type of nigga you fucking with. But, you know what I mean? I mean, he told me his story of what happened during that situation. And it was like, yo, To me, he says, I went to talk to her. What's going on? This and that. All right, cool, whatever. Mm. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm gonna talk my shit. Mm. I mean, you know what it is. So he's gonna talk his shit, but he getting out of the car. He says that while he's getting out of the car, she grabs his dreads and yanking him and by his hair and not letting him get out the car. And it's just like now he's angry because I don't know that feeling. I don't have dreads, so I don't know that feeling about somebody grabbing on my head.
Yeah, it hurts like a motherfucker.
I believe it. But it's just like, you know, he's angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you provoking it more? Because he knows the truth. He know I'm not just telling him this.
Shots fired.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, nah, fuck all that. Let me go. Yo, if you don't do that, I'm going to shoot at you. You ain't going to do shit. You a bitch ass nigga. Blah, blah.
All that disrespect.
All that disrespect. Like, we don't want to hear that shit. No. So when he said he shot at her, he said he didn't actually aim at her. He just aimed away from her, but at the car.
I just aimed in her direction.
Right. Like he said he knew he wasn't going to hit her, but yeah. But it's just like, to me, now I'm like, damn, should I even be telling anybody else about if I see that girl out or whatever, or hear about it.
That's what I said. Like, it's a touchy situation.
Yeah, it's touchy.
When you do tell somebody, be like, you know how to handle it after that. Yeah, I think you do got to give them that first chance.
I guess you kind of got to know who you're talking to, and hopefully try to talk them out of whatever the fuck they doing. Try to tell them face to face because phone conversations is always a tough one. You know what I mean? At least if you tell a nigga face to face, he's like, listen, you know what I mean? You could at least
try to
prevent whatever the hell he thinking, because he gonna react.
Sometimes you gotta tell him too, because like some people sure he's flipping around and be like, oh yeah, I seen you trying to I won't try to holler at nothing, but like they flip around, especially if you done say, yeah, you seen you out there, yeah, you trying to holler at me too that night. That's why you got mad. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, listen, moral of the story is Be faithful, man.
You
know what I mean?
Black men don't cheat.
And black women, they're trying
to understand
not,
that yeah. black men don't cheat.
And they
gotta understand it, bro. What you mean?
I was gonna say they don't cheat either. And you just said they need to understand they don't cheat.
Need to understand.
Right.
Y'all don't believe us. No, I'm talking shit.
Everybody be true to your significant other.
Yeah, there's a lot of women out there that don't cheat. Right. A lot of men, like, it's man, like, I think it's like equal.
Mostly, you think so?
It's a lot of savages going out there.
Listen, I ain't gonna,
it's been hot, like, girl summer. Now they talking about a fuck boy fall. I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
That's them same hood rats fucking chanting again.
Hood rats.
Hood rats. Hood rats. Hood rats. Shut your motherfucking ass. Love the hood rats.
Yo, so I'll be listening to my nigga
Love
A
the hood
Boogie.
Rats.
I'll be listening to my nigga A Boogie with the hoodie. I listen to Hoodie Season like damn near every day.
A Boogie.
And he got a line.
A Boogie.
Yeah, because I fuck with him. He got a line on there that says, hit a lick and split it with my guys. Do you have to always do that or no?
Hit a lick, split with your guys.
Well, it depends on the lick, right?
I think he's talking about like fam. Like people, you know what I'm saying? Like what we do. To the fam. It's not like he not hitting everybody off. He's probably just, you know what I'm saying, showing love. They probably do the same thing, break bread.
Well, I just want to make sure you're hitting the right guys if you're going to split it with them.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Because if you hit the lick, I mean, if you hit the lick by yourself, you don't have to split anything. You don't even have to tell them niggas.
Yeah, but greed, like, greed could be a downfall.
He could just be meaning create opportunities. If you come up, create opportunities, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm saying if you hit a lick,
Is it so fun while you shining? You always want your homeboys. You want them doing good.
If you hit, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't be the only nigga shining out your crew. That's, you know what I'm saying? Sure.
But at the
looking
same time.
Looking selfish out here.
That's how, that's how you become food, nigga.
No, yeah. Because at the same time, you don't even have to shine.
My nigga.
Like, why? You can have just, it, but why are you showing it?
No, nah, it's not. It's shining different ways.
Yeah, it's like, not actually shining, but if you were out here getting money in front of the niggas that you running with and you ain't helping them getting money, them niggas is technically, they gonna look at you like food, my nigga.
Yeah. Cause apparently they look at you like, yeah, I think they gonna look at you like, damn, this
that's
nigga ain't really my homeboy.
Shining, you know what I mean? You that's shining too. Yeah. It ain't about materialistic things, you know what I mean?
They gonna always look, you gotta understand, if you got like a nice team, always gonna look out for you. That's your homeboy.
Especially in you
can't
and your,
call that your peoples, it ain't your peoples.
Right. Especially if you in your hometown too.
Yeah, like come on, them niggas gonna eat you alive.
Imagine you getting money.
Feed the wolves.
Word.
You gotta think.
Imagine your
right
hand getting a whole bunch of getting a situation where he making money and he out here making money and he not breaking you off. Mm. Now you're not entitled to it, but if that's your right hand, you might feel a little something about that. You know what I mean? Because the nigga ain't out. He out here bringing in some money, and he ain't at least. He calling you.
Showing me the way?
Right. At least showing you the way. Right. You know what I mean? He can at least put you in a position to get something.
Right. Mm. Right.
You know what I mean? He ain't got to give you nothing, but he can put you in a position to get something.
I feel like that set you up for the setup.
But some.
You know what I'm saying? Like you getting caught up. Because that nigga, like somebody else will come on. Hey, bro, he ain't treating you right. Come on outside. Just tell us the plan. Rob you.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes they put you in position. They don't appreciate the position.
All right. Say. All right, let me give an example.
That's
say
another issue.
Hit this lick, right? You know, my crew, I got the crew, I tell my crew. But this man trying to find me so hard, what he gonna do? He gonna put something in their pocket.
Right.
So I'm a target, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna think nothing. I'm gonna go, yo, man, right. Call me up. Yo, let me see what my homie want right quick.
If you ain't
set up.
If you ain't treating your people,
yeah. I'm like, man, fuck you. You fool. Like, you know what I'm saying, Dave said.
Yeah, it's always going to be niggas that's unappreciative, though. You know what I mean? Niggas that
even
just
if
feel
you do
like
look
they need
at,
to
you
get
know what
a
saying?
Little bit more.
But I feel like you always know who to give to. You know what I'm saying? You always know who to hang around.
Again, that's part of the game. That's part of the game.
It's tricky, but it ain't tricky.
You know
yeah.
That's part
in
of
that
the
game.
That's what you just got. You know what I mean? You got to, part of that game, right? You got to, you know, once you getting involved in that game, you got to know what the fuck could happen, what will happen. So, you know what I mean? You got to take that in stride and deal with it as it come.
I think they said, like, you really have to be two steps ahead.
Right.
I used to tell motherfuckers, you got to be three steps ahead.
There you go.
I'd be three steps ahead because by the time they catch up to the first two steps, then you about two more steps ahead of them again. After that, just keep it pushing though. Just keep it moving.
I feel like three steps and doing too much.
Nah, not at all. Not if you got it figured out.
Might overthink it with three steps.
Not if you got it figured out.
Once you knock out.
I'm telling you, stay three steps ahead of niggas, man.
Okay.
Mm.
I feel you.
Yo, New York sour. Dave, New York sour, what you want me to do? Fuck you, nigga, that support 6ix9ine. You gonna come out with a hit record from from Iowa somewhere. You know what I mean?
That nigga's about to come out with a book.
I ain't with that shit, but it is what the fuck it is, man. And shout out to you niggas that be out here doing music and y'all be crying about support. Why the fuck are you worried about support from your city? It's bigger than your city, man.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen us, hear us cry about somebody that's fucking supporting Dirty Water Podcast because we already know this shit is bigger than Eastsideville. You know what I mean? We trying to see the globe, man. Fuck all that shit. But we love the Eastside because that's where we record at and that's what we do and that's where we from. Don't get it fucking twisted. The Ville, that's what it is. Yo, Dave, you want to get into the Dirty Dope of the Week?
What he's saying is go more harder.
You wanna get into the dirty
go more harder than your hometown.
What you got? let me get this shit right here.
let me get this shit.
Shout out to my nigga Ronnie C. My nigga Ronnie C.
Okay.
From the Ville?
He's definitely from the Ville.
The Ville.
Ronnie C. There it is.
Boom. What's the track?
It's called Your Man. It's got Rain 910 featuring Rain 910.
Okay. North Carolina, stand up.
You already know we try to do this shit.
Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're gonna tone it down a bit. Yeah. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me. When I'm around, everything's free. See, I just wanna be this, so you don't ever have a need. That's just a part of the gentleman's creed. Please believe, if I ain't got it, I'm sure I'll get my hands on it. Give me 2 minutes, let me get my fam on it. Don't let me confuse you, it seems like I have a lot. But I can't fight like I'm a baller when I know that I'm not. I'm a beat maker, my money comes in waves. And it seems like I've been surfing on these titles for days. Just doing my thing, follow the path I paid. Party hard all the time till my crib looks like a rave. Wake up in the morning, brush teeth, light shave. And work on this music like a damn slave. I don't play, I'm just trying to get paid. And my work ethic leaves you amazed. And that's why your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, tell him. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, nothing. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, tell him. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, nothing.
He ain't on my level. You could come visit, get settled. Kick your Jimmy Choo's off. And if it's ever too soft, kiss it till it lift up. Throw your legs back, baby, let me lick ya. Catch you on camcorder or just take a picture. I ain't gon' send it to nobody. It's for when you're not around, I can still look at your body. And your hubby might be tricking on you probably, but he never introduced you to Hermes or Cavalli. We could kick it like karate. I know that punchline is in one aisle. Usually say, but la-di-daddy. Who's fresher, who's slicker, who's realer? I might jack bad, I could thriller. Spend a week in the villa like fuck it. Blowing kush out vanilla duchess.
Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, tell him. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, nothing. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, tell him. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, nothing. Your man ain't got nothing on me. When I'm around, we living carefree. See, I just wanna be there and I don't never have to leave. In case I did, you slid me the key. Now that's me, unlocking the door while you're asleep. Rubbing your feet, I'm the one you wanna keep. The other guy's one that you really should delete. Every day with him, your life is on repeat. Now that's deep. We had a pass in the past and you passed. But now you call me every time you trash. I'm not mad. You open up when you got something in your glass. I laugh and you apologize for acting like an ass. I just let it be when I know I can take a stab. I poke fun, but I just jot it down back in the lab. Record a song about you, but keep it on the low. When it plays, we're the only ones that know. And that's why your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, tell him. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, nothing. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, tell him. Your man ain't got nothing on me. Your man ain't got nothing on me, nothing.
Yeah, that's a homie. Ronnie C featuring Rain 910. You know what I mean? I fuck with that joint. How you feel? Oh, you good over there, Moses? You on your your fucking backwoods, man. Let me get a cord to Dave. Here, Dave.
All right, pass the aux, you heard?
You know what I'm saying?
Ville shit. God damn it. Hold that shit down, Dave.
Word, this is It's called Blackout from the Black Vanity crew. Shout out to 914. It's my nigga Shorts, my nigga Oakland, and Shorty Yaya.
Shorty Yaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they dropping this?
Just on the track.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Oakland. I got Yaya.
914, what up,
yeah? Yeah, yeah. Ayo, name a crew hotter, I'm flaming them all. See, y'all don't really hoop, y'all just play with the ball. I don't play on the mic.
I get buckets and boosts. Shoot until I make it, I got nothing to lose. When the last time you scored or made a goal, huh? When the last time you defended your man or played a role, huh? I'm like that, walk on and made it pro. Y'all gon' doubt I'ma do it, y'all gon' say way to go, huh? Fake it till you make it, get the fuck from around me. Ain't gon' stay the nicest, most consistent in the county. We take cameras out the country, gelling civil to cheat code. Pay the post-production when I'm in fam in the feast mode. Shorts the shark, oak, silly billy, big drip. Yeah, yeah, that's lil' sis. We about to get rich, kid, no mumbling my claims. I don't stumble when it rains. Respect is something earned, throw humble on my name.
I've been on more back blocks than Matlock. Y'all young boys was born and raised on laptops. Space bars and tap keys kept you safe from catching fades like Crabtree. Let's stop, I've been hot before the inbox. Bosco told me how to box on 110 Winthrop. Started pressing niggas like a print shop, but I couldn't pack lunch. My brother taking all the Ziplocs. Mama cooking, the crib scorching, we get outside. Nah, Brooklyn not the only place that's gentrified. Yeah, yeah, my chocolate dropping these vanilla skies. Shorts, we call them cakey, baby, the money rise. The vanity, no rentals in our enterprise. Might pull up 3 deep, not 100 guys. One greasy burger, 100 fries. That's one unhealthy meal, that's oversized. Came back like Tiger, had to open eyes. They know I'm nice, certain things they don't vocalize.
They mate, they haven't seen a storm since the streets met Katrina. Lace up your sneakers, got the wind hitting notes like Aretha. I'm that black cloud to hover over Yonkers. I'm the only bitch putting on my city like I'm sponsored. If you talking liver shit, if you talking real shit, set the standards high for hoes. Flow, they try to mirror it. I hope you ready to go night night, nigga. I'ma show you what this life like, nigga. Ear shit like I ain't rap tight, nigga. Got the cadence of a vet. Hoes got me twisted, keep sweat. Pay for the convo like it's collect. Pass go and then collect. Loud game for the hoes and they still fail to connect. How you get nice like this? Somebody must be writing this. How you carry the gene of putting beats on the fiend? And I'm sunning them, sending me instrumental, I'm gunning them. Oak, she tried to disrespect the label, so I took her by tips attached to the jumper cables. Listen, Hoochie, ain't no cum guzzling floozy who's selling coochie to get paid. A package bundle deal, that pussy all inclusive. BV like we bad for the coochie. This is a movement, is you stupid? Y'all motherfucking Yeezy, nigga. The Black Vanity Summer.
Very gritty, Dave.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Very, very New York
and nice.
Gritty.
Nah,
man. Now I'm following
nice.
Up.
Nice.
Why are you playing Yonkers?
Man, I want to see Yonkers on the analytics so bad, but why are you playing?
They coming.
New
they
York,
coming.
What up?
They coming.
God damn nice. It.
Shorty was spitting too. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I always think she like, Shorty spit hard. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hope she keep doing that shit.
Yeah.
Might be the next one. Ophel still a nice flow, man.
She from YO, too.
The whole shit was fire. I fuck with that shit.
So nice flow, but I'm just saying, like, her flow was stupid. Kind of my, she, I don't know why, kind of mind me of Foxy Brown feel like.
That gritty shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, gritty shit. That whole shit was gritty. And that beat, that black
she own self. I ain't trying to call her Foxy. I ain't trying to call her Foxy, but you know what I'm saying? She own self, but I'm just saying.
Shout out to everybody that fucking listen to Dirty Water Podcast. If you listen to us on motherfucking your little purple app on Apple, man, leave a fucking review. Rate the shit. You can give it 5 stars. You can give it 1 star. Fucking rate it.
Yeah,
fuck with
stars.
Us. We on Twitter. Like
5 stars.
We on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. We on Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. We on SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. You already know.
On fucking Instagram. I got to get an Instagram, Dave. I swear I got to get one. We're going to keep fucking doing this shit, this motherfucking episode 44. Fuck with us. Thank you to the ones that do listen to us. If you don't, fuck you. You will be. And remember, Jesus loves you.
No, most. That's
remember, Jesus loves you too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Word. Jizzle in here too.